Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say, what you have to say, sing, rap, whatever your talent is. To say period might be something someone needs to hear. I just want to give credit to everybody who's listening, via web, via phone. I just thank you for taking time out on your busy days to just come and rock out with me. It means so much to me. And always know that. Because you could be anywhere else and you're right here with us. So thank you. And also, big shout out to the Boom Boom Room. Big shout out to my team, Illusions, for rocking with me for 7 years and counting. I do appreciate you. Also, on Saturday, April 30th, a monumental event is going to happen. April 30th, the Speaker Festival will be held in North Carolina, which is Georgia Mies Festival, which will be held in Kinston for starters, and then it's going to be taken back to Georgia for the rest of the week from April 30th to May 7th. Powerful event. Please come out and support. Check out Eventbrite. She has her show up there. It's called the Tamika Festival. Also, go to Event B if you want to get your ticket for the Stop the Violence event we have in. It's called Self-Destruction. So if you type in Self-Destruction, April 30th, Illusions and Zion Promotions will be coming together collectively to promote awareness, because we've got a lot of crazy things going on in all our communities. And I just heard today that there was a shooting at Kinston High School inside the school. That's crazy. I can't believe it. I graduated from that school, and the most I know of is fight and maybe somebody pulling a knife or something, but not nobody shooting in the school. And how did they get in the school? It's crazy, crazy, crazy. So that's what we're trying to do. I know that we might not be able to stop what's going on, but we can actually do something and let the people know that we know what's going on and we can help you. But a lot of people don't know how to deal with anger and deal with their feelings, and it is a result of violence. So hopefully we can touch somebody. We might not be able to touch them all, but if I could touch one and take you out of that life, and I feel good about myself that I've done something. So just for everybody who's listening near and far, I know there's something going on in every one of our communities, but just trying to do something and do something about it, I mean, it just means a lot, especially to the families that don't know what to do and are at that last leg. And you can't stop anybody from doing what they're doing, but we can be a positive reinforcement, you know, within our communities and then with each other. Together, you know, we stand. Divided, we fall. Sounds cliche, but it's really true. Also, I just want to let everybody know that we do have open mic up here. So if you want to spit a little something, sing, rap, as long as you keep it clean and positive, feel free to do so. And we do that here also with Illusions. For a lot of people that don't know what Illusions is the open mic night. I am the founder and CEO of Illusions and also the Lyrical Cypher. And we've been rocking for 7 years. It's actually my band, and I. It's all natural talent. So you come in, and whatever you sing or rap, the band will pick you up and we'll keep pushing. But that's the reason why I do what I do with that. And for anybody who has tracks, please send me your clean version tracks to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com so I can play your tracks and put them in rotation. All about support, so we need you. We can't do this without you, and we want to promote you and support you. I'm not selfish. I'm all about supporting you, pushing you. We push each other. Push me, too, you know. So I do want to give a big shout-out to Jimmy Dudley. They call him JD with the Boom Boom Boom. He's really been pushing this show really hard, and he's been pushing me, too. And I'm going to keep pushing him to be a strong leader that he is and also a spoken word artist. So keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait for your book to come out. And everybody who's writing, Truth, my street team manager, write. Keep writing. Don't stop. Do what you do. Do what you love to do and do what brings you peace. All right, our very first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys have enjoyed me putting out some positive energy for the night. Let's get it with a little bit. Let me see. All right, we're going to get it with some Dasana Hanu, Ugly.
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The brave new world wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes. Take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, kneel long, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this. And they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y, I ain't got no alibi, I'm ugly.
Rhythm and nation. Rhyme, 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 rhyme.
Trying to take it back to the beginning, back to the start, from the corners of NYC, back in the park. Everybody gather round, feel the vibe so potently. Somebody start a beat, the MC spit poetry in motion, starting a commotion, flowing like the ocean. Stay afloat, wide, receive the message, cause it's open to the people, to the public, the ones showing devotion to the art. Put your heart in a song and feel emotionally attached to different tracks to reenact. So when the MC say, I'm trying to take it back, rewind time, but keep it smooth enough so they can catch up. I cipher, the MC stop, the next step up.
Rhythm and poetry, poetry.
Rhythm and
poetry, poetry.
Rhythm and
poetry.
Took time, but I'm glad it finally noticed me. Rhythm and poetry finally noticed me. Cause everybody wanna get close to me.
Get close to me.
The closer we get, the more we grow, you see. All because I do it for rhythm and poetry.
Poetry, poetry.
I'm trying to keep it alive. Strive just to survive. Thrive with the mindset. Saying I can fly with some rhythm and a story, so they tell it from the streets. Prove to the one saying we just yelling on the beat. No talent, just give it up, but we ain't taking no defeat. Fresh Prince at the Grammys, we'll take a couple seats. Still say it's not a art. Well, here we go again with timid something. How can we paint pictures with no pen? My thoughts is the brush and the paint is my voice. Everybody portray the image differently by choice. Then you say that he wouldn't know art if it hit him. He just rhyming with some words, but you forgot to mention rhythm. Now let the rhythm hit him.
Rhythm and
poetry,
poetry.
Rhythm and
poetry,
poetry.
Rhythm and
poetry. Took time, but I'm glad it finally noticed me. Rhythm and poetry finally noticed me. Cause everybody wanna get close to me.
Get close to me.
The closer we get, the more we grow, you see. All because I do it for rhythm and poetry.
Hypocrisy ain't stopping me. Hip hop philosophy. Take the time, study the rhymes and the glossary. Man, if you don't know what you're saying, then don't put it down. It's on beat, but don't match. Well, it's over now. Just another MC coming from the NC, flowing like them MCs, trying to fill the empty minds, trying to climb different trees for the maple. Call it rap. Hip hop has so many labels. Christian gangster pop, conscious and positive. More than just putting words together and I'm positive. Knowledge yourself and you'll get the right equation. Hip hop is the resort of poetry and education.
Rhythm and
poetry,
poetry.
Rhythm and
poetry,
poetry.
Rhythm
and
poetry.
Took
time, but I'm glad it finally noticed me. Rhythm and poetry finally noticed me. Cause everybody wanna get close to me.
Get close to me.
The closer we get, the more we grow, you see. All because I do it for rhythm and poetry.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me. And every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, The only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace, I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God, these devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What's up, everybody? That was my girl, Tiff Stoneberg Martin, in the building. I hope you guys enjoyed that track. I know that I did. I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit some poetry. We're all about support, so if you don't want to spit, you just want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so. Don't be shy, because what I'm going to do is just slide through, speak to you. Thank you for coming in, just calling in, just pay homage to you real quick. And if you don't want to say anything, it's cool, no pressure. But I just like to pay homage because you don't have to do this. You know, you don't have to listen to the show, but we appreciate you. And I just like to show my appreciation for you calling in. I've been told we got some people on the line from Detroit in the building. I can't wait to hear you. We got some people from California, from Raleigh, from somewhere everywhere, Fayetteville, Kinston, North Carolina in the building. I thank you all near and far, and all the people who are listening via web are hitting me up, You also can hit me up on the Flash chat. If you go to chat for Blog Talk, find the user, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show, and we can talk back and forth as well if you're listening on the phone. Or if you just want to hit me up, we can talk back and forth. And you hear a track or you want to send me a track, holler at me. Again, I am China with a Y. You can find me on Facebook as well. All right. So we got a 313 on the line. 313-357. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Matthew's calling.
This is Teron. Yeah, I'm representing from Detroit, 313, the Boom Boom Room. My man is Jimmy Dudley Tammy. Yeah.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing good tonight. We appreciate you vibing with us tonight. How you liking the show so far?
Oh, man, it's beautiful, man. I mean, you know, you got a lot of talent on here.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing you, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Are you ready to roll? Mm-hmm. You got something for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll. I just got a little song right now to put together. I told my man Jimmy I was going to get ready with it. So, here you go.
Okay, let's get it.
Wages every year, you're talking sports numbers. Hold your hand up to keep from going under. Surprising, it's a lot of y'all still with us. Doing power that's offending all the real killers. Every day a blessing, but it's sad to live it. It gave us a lot to love, so I had to give it. How would I look back and out without a vision? That's just another way of saying I'm looking forward to prison. So all my real ones who got a price to pay, never give up. Tomorrow is a brighter day. They ain't on your level, so they brag more. Then the game is wrong with wishing that you had more. Being flashy, that's what you get bashed for. It's a price to pay living when you got more. The price is right for cowards, and I'm Bob Barker. I only talk that real shit because it sound harder. Little something.
That's what I'm talking about. What inspired that piece? That was hot.
It's called it's a price to pay because there's a lot of killing going on in my city right now. You know, and I be seeing a lot. You know, it's just crazy out here. You know, so
oh, yeah.
I just try to stay on that note to where I can relate to people that really, really know what's going on inside the inner city. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, you know.
I appreciate
and that's what
that. Exactly. And that's what I've been talking about. We're doing the Stop the Violence event, and I know that can't stop everything, but we can promote awareness that we know what's going on and, you know, trying to help because it's crazy. You know, and I know
right,
violence has been around since the beginning of time. You know, even with, you know, Cain and Abel, you know, it's been around forever.
Right.
But,
right,
yeah,
because, right.
You know, everybody wants to point the finger at one particular race or one particular whatever. It's been going on forever. And something just needs to stop, you know. But we gotta put it out there, that positive reinforcement. All right. How can they link up with you?
Okay. I thank you, though.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you. All right.
Okay.
You too. All right. And look, if you want to spit again, stay on the line.
Okay, cool. All
right, cool beans. All right. We got Truth on the line. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Not much. This is my street team manager in the building. I know you got something special for us. We got to keep it rolling. We got so many people. I want to make sure you get it right.
All right, I got to have a shout out to Illusions first. And yo, so now I'm repping Ill Nation. Shout out to Ill Will. And here goes something. You see, God is teaching a lesson. He's also still blessing. See, the greatest thing is a profession. This is a great man's professor. A great man is an ambassador for his name, Jesus Christ. See, I shall prevail against all things the evil. I continue to be greatly and pray in the great man's steeple. Truth be told, the great things are wild, for my world is crying. Cities are dying. People are living their life in vain. Then we got to understand to keep our minds straight and not being insane. Understand the truth is for greater good, not violence. See, I'm the epitome of greatness. Forever good, everlasting. Nevertheless, I continue to see great man's evil. This is the thing why we need to continue to great. Go and pray. See, our schools are dying. The cities are continuing to be crying. There got to be greater lessons somewhere. Some people have to leave the world out of bondage. See, Jesus died and took a walk to Calvary to show as an example how omniscient and how humble we should be, not crying, but continue to show great things and understand that we can live out of ourselves and take our mind to greater heights. other things and these are better things, but there is no sin that we shall not be judged upon. Let God continue to guide us and give us strength. Let's stop the violence. Let's rise above all things. Let's stand up and be what we should be. Let us continue to gain great things and be professors of great men's truth. Lead those out of bondage. Continue to be great. Rise, truth.
That's what's up. Man, you guys are rocking tonight. You got me on speakerphone, too.
Me? Nah, I'm speaking in a speaker.
Oh, okay. I can hear the echo.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, yeah. It's, so, you know, so I won't have to hold the phone, you know.
I got you. All right, everybody, that was Truth. We got to keep it rocking. Thank you, Truth. Keep spinning that poetry.
All right.
All right. I got JD in the building. What's up, JD?
What's up, China? How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. I want to give a shout-out to the Boom Boom Room and my peeps out in Cali, the set. And happy belated born to my big brother, Brandon the Magnificent.
That's what's up. All right, you spitting tonight?
Nah, I catch you a little later on. There's so many people on the line.
All right, I got you. All right, everybody, that was JD, administrator with the Boom Boom Room in the building. All right, I got a 252-347 on the line. What's up, what's up? You got a 252-347? Just want to holler at you, say what's up. If you don't want to speak, please stay on.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, appreciate you calling in. Just want to tell you thank you for calling in and vibing out with us.
You're so welcome.
And Max's calling? Who's calling in?
My name is Shantae.
What's up, Shantae? You spitting tonight?
No, not tonight. I just wanted to listen in.
All right. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I am.
That's all that matters. We appreciate you. All right. Don't hang up. Keep listening. We got more for you.
Okay.
All right. Big up to Shantae. All right. We're going to keep it rocking. I got a 214 on the line. 252-214. What's up?
Hello. How are you tonight?
How you doing? Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you.
We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Will you be spitting tonight?
Maybe later.
All right, Master's calling in. I'm trying to catch your voice. It's like I know you.
I called in a while back.
Okay.
Jay,
okay. We appreciate you, Jay. So if you feel like it, let us know. We'll go with the second round. And thank you so much for calling in. All right. That was Jay, everybody. I got a 414 on the line. What's up? What's up?
Hey there, China. This is Kellum from Fayetteville. Out of Fayetteville. Not from Fayetteville, but, you know, I live in Fayetteville.
You better tell. What's up, Kellum?
How you been?
Doing good.
I've been good. How
you been? Doing great.
I can't complain.
There you go. We said the same time.
So I finally catch you. Yeah, I'm
thankful,
gonna do a piece.
Man. I'm thankful, and I appreciate you coming to Illusions, too.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed myself. That was a real blessing. I'm going to do I got a little, well, it ain't too short, it ain't too long, but, you know, just a piece. You let me know. You cue me in whenever.
Oh, you go ahead. All right, you can go ahead and get it.
Okay. So I'd like to just give a thanks to the Creator for giving me the opportunity to share my art. But these are my confessions. Last night, I kissed the lips of a poet. And see, I know this may sound strange, but I could taste what appeared to be the remains of poetry on her lips. And see, they said they gentlemen like Kale, but look, they called me Tell 'em, so I felt as if I needed to tell someone, but I won't go too far into detail to even speak about her curves, but the words she curved with her tongue left me sprung. And see, right before the initial impact of our mild collision, I should have made an executive decision to run, but look, I stayed and listened to the melodies that she played with her lips, and then I played her lips like a harmonica, and now she got me so far gone, like the words to that song that had been sung by Monica. I mean, food don't even sound the same. Colors don't taste the same, and words don't smell the same. See, I kissed the lips of a poet last night, and I think I liked it. I mean, I'm at a point right now where I just want to feed her this long poem just so that I could hear her recite it. And I got to be for real with y'all, so excuse me if it appears as though I'm fronting, but I won't even lie about it. She got me open, fiending for more. I mean, I feel like Pookie from New Jack playing Candy Crush, smoking a cigarette, standing in front of Starbucks, waiting for them to open. And look, I'm hoping the same things that I lust about her won't be the same things later that I can't even trust about her. Because, see, I can't even fathom the idea or play with it enough times in my head to make it seem right. The thoughts of her standing on stage and dressed in a soul, spitting freely on somebody else's open mic. I mean, boo me if I'm wrong or snap if I'm right, but I feel as though I should be the only man to ever hear her recite the new pieces that she writes. See, I'm half Taurus and part selfish. I mean, I want it to myself. I can't help it, so excuse the way I think, but when she unveiled her new sheet, I want to be the only poet that could ever make her leak fresh ink. I mean, I kissed the lips of a poet, and she got me on a writing roll. I mean, I'm writing these lines out of control. I think my ink pen bound to explode. Damn my cholesterol levels. I'm ready to eat her southern fried soul. I mean, damn, how come we just can't slam together? I mean, I'm her number one fan now. I want her as my feature forever, but she said never, ever could we ever, ever be forever, so don't even think or speak it, because she wanted to share her God-given talents with the rest of the world, network with other poets, do collaborations, you know, groups, pieces. I mean, I kissed the lips of a poet in like ink pens left in blue jeans that had been placed in washing machines. My heart had been splattered in pieces, and now all I'm left without a lip gloss remains that she left stained in my lips. So now every time I think of poetry or even speak of poetry, I resort back to the first kiss when I kiss poetry. Thank you.
Yo, that was hot.
I appreciate
you. Your wordplay was phenomenal, man.
I owed you one, though. That was for me coming through Illusions, not doing that. So I've been trying to catch you every, you know what I'm saying, every week, and it was just a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to be able to catch you this evening. But I don't know. I can't find you on Facebook. I know we're friends, but it just don't come up. But I've been trying to make the show, you know what I'm saying,
man,
just on a personal note.
Robert. That's what's up. I gotta actually link up with you, too, because you about to feature at Illusions. I just want to let you know. It's going down.
I got you. Just link me, up anytime.
Okay, I got to make sure I lock your number in my phone, and we're going to link up real soon.
Okay, all right. Yep. Enjoy having
you.
I'll be checking the rest of the show out, though, but it's a blessing. Good to talk to you.
That's what's up. I appreciate you. Everybody, just tell them. Can you let them know how to reach you, how to get up with you? Because somebody might want to hire you. You never know.
I'm just on, right now, just Facebook, tell them, TELLEMIAM, tell them I am.
All right, that's what's up, everybody. Tell them in the building. All right, let's slide to the next poet. And for anybody trying to link up with me on Facebook, it's my government name. It's Clevette Roberts, C-L-E-V-E-T-T-E, Roberts. And I also have a China page, which is C-H-Y-N-A. It's a lot of Chinas up there, but I'm the girl with my back turned on the railroad track with the dress on. And also, Illusions Open Mic is up there, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Please feel free to go through and like the pages, share the pages, and let people know about what we're doing, because we're actually creating a positive movement. And I'm down with it. And we got to keep this thing moving and keep it growing, because people are listening to you from all over the world, if you don't know. I got people who listen from London, Nigeria, West Africa, Sierra Leone. We have so many people who are listening to you that you don't even realize that are listening to you. So keep doing what you do. Don't be afraid. Use this as your stage, and use this as two stages. You got the Lyrical Cypher, and you also have Illusions to come and spit and just do your thing. So please, please, please check it out, and we'll keep it rolling. We got a 919 online, 344. What's up? What's up? This is China.
Hey, China, it's Poesis.
What's up, Poesis? You ready
what's
to Saturday?
Yes, I am. I'm so
that's
happy and ready for Saturday and excited. I want to send a shout out to Ill Will and Deuce Blunt. I got to meet them last Saturday in Winterville at a show that they hosted. And
yes.
I shared an open mic presentation, and he was there, and he did his Mr. Pistol single. And it was just awesome. That was like my favorite song.
Yeah, I know, right? Look, he got so many songs. I think all his songs are my favorite songs. He got one song called Don't Bother Me, I'm Working. I got to play that on this show, you guys, because it is awesome. I'm ready for you to spit that poetry. What you got for us tonight?
All right, this one is entitled Have You Ever? It's a selection from my book, Chapter 3, entitled Identity Healing. And it's a bonus poem. And it's just like a spoken word freestyle rap. But it just talks about Have You Ever? And I just have fun with it. But here it is. Have you ever had a day where life seemed to come in a mini rapture, yet no camera was there for the adventure to snap and capture? Every so often at each moment didn't feel or lead you to a green pasture when the enemy honed a strike of fear to your strength when you loaned it. How in the light of day will serenity come? Will you have the guts to hone it? Have you ever thought peace surpassed you from the neglect, the patience that harassed you at the fact that pity from a challenge wouldn't last you? Crippled in vibrations and ripples of stress that blast you to a place no one dares to be cast. How ironic tragedy and treason and cohesion without a reason came to rob you of your season. No anticipation or hesitation could have protected this compilation. Piling troubles while you stand logical and hesitation. The methodical sort through sorts to set you in defeated designation. Leaving you in desolation, scrutiny and capitalized negatives, grown through the drama, extradited escalation, realizing winning somehow needs to be imperative. Listen closely, now you see the moral of this narrative, how losing, refusing ever to exchange for victory isn't declarative. Have you ever had hatred fill you like flames when bitter started to spark, like getting in a car but you didn't leave from park, when clouds fill your days you thought were gray, but inside it felt dark, tremendous, horrendous with a lack of splendor. It mixed up atrocious, ferocious, voracious, and ominous in a blender. Screaming, you yell, return to sender, please I surrender. It's time to settle the score, time to give your trouble a workout. Trials are the spectator sport, they just come at different levels of proportionate sorts. Today, tomorrow, victory cannot be aborted. Time to have prosperity arrive on next day delivery to this hopeless situation, offering nothing but slivers. Have you ever had to maintain the pain, hoping the suffering would reap righteous gain, making even the rain stay in its lane? Hope should have been the sole food that hits the spot. Spoiled leftovers belong elsewhere in a bag of have-nots. No longer can I wear this ugly image. I must get up and run against the sun. Hot cross buns, I won't be well done. No more standing playing scrimmage. I won't be that rat that seems slow first in the race. Tear it up, I say, vanquishing the anguish. Power must be the language. It's setbacks, I keep the pace. I can't be that emotional case. I know better than that. It's part of being set in place, ready for what comes next in this blessed state. Clever on this endeavor, you can do better. But beware, there's no time to wait.
That's what's up, everybody. This is Poesis in the building. Anthony Tyus, T-Y-U-S. Check him out. We appreciate you. Stay on the line so we can keep this thing rolling. We're going to do another round of open mic.
All right.
We got one more call on the line before we slide into the second round. 313-854 in the building. What's up?
Hi, this is Vita. I'm calling from Detroit, and
oh,
I want to give a shout-out to Jimmy and Teron and also the Boom Boom Room. I'm just here to listen.
That's what's up. We appreciate you most definitely. Just want to give you a shout-out. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. Boom Boom Room in effect tonight. I'm loving it. I thank you all. We're going to slide into the next round of the Lyrical Cypher, and got to pump you up a little bit with some Jill Scott. Prepare. Time to get prepared, you guys, for the best. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Let's get it.
To see where my head has been, and I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend.
and I've been eating more cream. Get my body out the line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting some old ideals go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey. Yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Get myself ready for what's coming for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna be free. Only good when I put my love spices all up in the rising. I've been enjoying people who love each other, husband and wife, sister and brother, father and mother. Queen inside, I let her shine. I've been listening for God more. I've been doing my show.
Poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each cord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like mountains of Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax, reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy, gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her, internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry.
Someone that took a life away. I can't imagine the feeling, not even from a mother. Especially to find out the killers were brothers or cousins, significant others, even lovers. I'm just saying they all know each other. And all of these stories have one common denominator. Mr. Pistol, somehow you are the dominator. I nominate your termination, but there's no election. For some reason, people think they need you for protection from the gangs or the city that you're repping. With my Bible in my hands, I got the real weapon. You see, the one I got will save lives. But your purpose in life is to take mine. Your small bullets hit harder than the missile. People crying, but they used it to sound like a whistle.
Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying? Mr. Pistol, shots ringing, the sound of crying gets the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop dying, Mr. Pistol?
Dear Mr. Pistol, as I sit and read the Free Press, I shake my head and my mind runs like recess. The image of a cemetery with the picture cropped, and the headline asking, when will it stop? So I'm asking right now, just give it to me straight, cause you affect the decision that the people make. Yeah, I know it sounds crazier than it seems, but with all this violence, and I believe anything. for some closure so we can move forward. Get the kids out the streets and in the schools more. Get the unemployed jobs so they can do more. With everybody occupied, what they need you for, no reason, not at all, you're deceased. To me, that's one step closer to peace. Graduation, promotions, people trying. We need more of this instead of people dying. Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us out? Dime is the pistol, shots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop? Nah, Mr. Pistol. You're Mr. Pistol, now I hear about you every day. It's pointless, but I'ma write you still anyway. Another life was taken, so quickly erased. To make it worse, there was no emotion on the face. It's up to people, cause they're used to the death now. Shots like a whistle, used to the ref now. I made it out, but it's all because I left town. It's like soon as you stepped up, everybody stepped down. I'm stepping up to the plate, I'm trying to make a change. But every time that you speak, death is mainly the resort. But I wish it didn't have to be. I want my kids to have a good life after me. A simple letter, but to me, this is a masterpiece. It's my mission to never stop until I capture peace. Then spread it to the world with no worries, cause there's too many deaths and not enough success stories. Gunshots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop? Dime is the pistol, shots ringing, the sound of crying is the whistle. Because we in arguments with the pistol. Why are we relying on the pistol? I know it's not your fault, but can you help us stop? Nah, Mr. Pistol. So, Mr. Pistol, Mr. Pistol, this is not the end of the end. It's only the beginning. The beginning. Sincerely, ill will.
Young man making your head just look funny. I'm trying to move my family, so I gotta get this money.
Wait,
I see your faces, man, you looking like a dummy. You already know Santana next coming. I'm coming for the challenge, man, so don't start running. I'm riding dirt bikes, got the police looking 40. You know I hit the gas and saying break it 1-9. He's too fast, he probably can't last.
Like little cuss that we here to make money.
Money?
We don't play the games trying to get these freaking honeys.
Honey?
Rich gang and Santana about to count these hundreds, like Lil Wayne and Young Money. Just a John Summit thing, we don't play no games. I don't care what no one has to say.
Hey.
We here about to get these checks on, check a check unless they got a comma in it. I don't take it, man, huh? So don't play with my money.
Money.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the second round of Lyrical Cypher. That last singer, I'm happy to say, is my big sister. We have the same father. She was in Indiana, and she goes by the name of Lovely Heart. Y'all, please check her out. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Her name is Alicia Tyler. All right, everybody. We had a lot of different artists on the line just doing anything on those tracks. Please send me your tracks at lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. So we can actually get it in rotation. Just make sure it's clean. We just need the radio version. I'm not trying to censor you. We just need clean version so we can play it on the radio. All right. So I got some new calls on the line I'm excited about. I got a 252-643 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is Shaina. Got a 252-643.
Hey, Shaina. How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm
I'm doing well. I had a chance to actually tune in tonight. Most of the time I miss it, but I am up here on tonight.
Yes, what's up? Are you spitting something tonight?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm doing nothing tonight, China. I got to get some more of that courage up. But I know I am. I'm just tuning in, like I said, getting in routine.
That's what I'm trying to catch your voice. I know your voice.
You know, you'll put two and two together because I'm not going to reveal, but you'll put two and two together quite
quickly.
You know exactly who I am. Uh-huh.
Hold on. I talk to so many people. Are we relatives?
Mm-mm. This little mama with dreads.
It's what?
The little mama with the dreads. I seen you at the chat.
Oh,
Ill Will. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's up, girl? That's what's up. I appreciate you, girl. I'm trying to catch up with her. I was like, because you sound like my cousin Velvet. And I was like, hold on. This ain't Velvet because she don't spit no poetry. She sings, but she don't spit. That's what's up, Karen. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. Just want to give a shout out to Karen for calling in. Stay on the line. Thank you so much. All right, I got some more people on the line. I want to make sure I pay homage to everybody. And I'm going to go back to Detroit and see what's up. If you want to spit a little something else. Actually, I think he's off the line. Let me make sure. I think this is the young lady listening. Is this 313-854, Detroit in the building?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you so much.
Spit anything tonight.
I know. I was just trying to make sure I had the right number. All right, everybody, keep listening. I got Truth. What's up, Truth? You want to spit a little something?
Yeah, I'll spit something.
All right, let's get it.
See, great men come from the greater of the ground of meekness. Continue to be great. Continue to smile and lead those out of bondage. Continue to understand that the poverty continues to be a meekness things of great virtuality. This is my great man's reality, Truth's hymnology. You see, I roar in the mystical lands like great man's jungles, not tar sand, but see, I understand where my land lies. I understand my profession is ground. You see, all I need is one mic to set a stage on fire. Sometimes I don't need a pad and a pen to understand, but this is my great man's booth within, and see, I can smile and understand that my life is worthwhile living. You see, the devil tried to take me out, but Jesus said no. Continue to understand that the virtuality continue to keep me known. See, I'm flowing. See, my poetry is poetry. I understand some of you think you don't understand me, but you know me. You know me to come straight out of the goodness with the truth. See, I'm not flying down in condemnation, but understand this is my great thought. This is my flowery nation. See, our revolution is an ill will nation. Ill nation. Great things to come. This is a station. This is my own police station where I wear a vest and a badge. I understand I protect, not just in the meekness, but in the greatness that rub. And see, Jesus is my only provider, my soul strider. See, I continue to climb great mountains and swim the greatest oceans, and this is the valley that I come within. No sin, a great enemy to come against me. See, I understand that I'm more than just a mere short guy, but a guy of virtuousness. See, I believe in my cleanness. That leads me greatly to godliness. See, I'm understanding this no fakeness. I understand these things are greatness because I'm continuing at the stateness. See, Carol continues to call my holy name. One day I meet him in the sky. I understand these things are worth flying. The wind beneath my wings continue to tell me that this is a greater place of providence for me. No poverty, dead man's entity tear me. Into me, not understanding because they love me. I continue to carry the world on my shoulders. I continue to be greatness. No shoulders of dead man's boat. Truth. Rah.
You better get your roar on. I'm sorry about that delayed response.
Yeah, you know, I like the roar. You know, I must be heard throughout the land.
For everybody that don't know, when this dude is spitting poetry, he is freestyling. He is a freestyle king, everybody. Just to let you guys know, for future references, when this dude is on the mic, he's going off the top of the dome. All right, everybody, that was Truth. Check him out on Facebook, DeAndre Heath Truth. All right, we got Poetess in the building. What's up, Poetess?
Hey, I'm back.
That's what's up. You got something new for? Got another one for us?
Yeah, this one's called Knockout Rose. And I was excited to do this one because, like, there was a time in my life a couple of years ago I was in a dark kind of, like, moment, you know, with family, personal life, church life, and everything like that. That was, like, kind of, like, lonely, just off. And I wrote this, and coming out of those circumstances, it helped me bloom in a better, blessed state, like a knockout rose. And that was, like, that flower that inspired me in part in writing it, just to express my issues and what I was dealing with and just, like, share it. And that's where it came from. So this one's entitled Knockout Rose. Straddling between what I see and what I don't, I recollect on the reality of where I once fell, my before, my lost and painful life on its way to a fiery hell, a place where my former solace would have settled in a burning jail. Intervals I would catch the air turned back, a dark resting clump of stale. I'm a knockout rose rising, surfacing from the crash, crashing, thrashing, affected by certain sin's worst rashes. I didn't know why or who would care. The jar of my ashes, worthless like a cheap fee that adds to a bounce check that never cashes. My life I recollect before curving on a concourse, on the warnings I couldn't see. A misunderstood halet, lonely misfit with issues, gnawed that couldn't be me. Could it be a savior from my demise, seen through my wicked eyes, from the lies in spite of those and myself, to a peace I long for reconciling? I'm a knockout rose rising surface from the crash, sinking, failing, stalling, brawling. I wrestled with myself. I couldn't stop for a breath, so I left to continue to choke. Let life to continue to choke me underwater deeply. In my subconscious, I dreamed the best and worst that only made me falter, plunging with no sign of revival. I marveled in sighs for relief and a sure enough blessing bringeth about my survival. A disappointed case like me, how would salvation reach me in all my denial? Mixed with my daddy's alcohol, verbally raped quiet. Now a man, biological, didn't bother that shack food with a bitter root inside of my modest style. I'm a knockout rose rising surfacing from the crash, beating, bruised, abused constantly on my aimless victories. It's spectacular how I love respected when rejection won me like a flawless fight, bringing despair, causing endless tension in my restless nights, waking the next day hoping as I elope, miles of strife wanting to grope me, standing soaked in habits, surrounded by puddles of piss, roping me like crack, infatuations, indulgences, fantasies, not natural, persistently dope me. I can't lie or even let this convict, like the fathomable imaginations, the devil had me and my fan headed straight for our damnation, driving division, dissensions, imprisonment, alienation sustained, enemies in flesh, reverberated in my mind, such a gritty paradigm and high grandeur. Sick, needy was I from the oppression, depression, suppressions. No longer could I feel or be invisible to the world. God, I breathe, smell, touch, crave you now. You're my great sustaining support. You taught me well in suffering as I deliver this report. And I'm gang down to maintain, to show me how. Today's victory is mine, grabbed from the divine. Forever, I'm at your table to find wine and dine.
That's what's up. For some strange reason, I'm trying to get unmuted, and I can't get it unmuted, but that's what's up, Politis. You are deep, and your wordplay is phenomenal. Tell them what you'll be doing next. Didn't you tell me you're going to be doing a slam?
Oh, it'll be May 7th. I'm at Chef Herb's Bistro Restaurant. It's the Urban Cypher Lyrical Den. I'm hosted by Jamela Lorato. She'll be there, downtown Goldsboro, 126 West East Walnut Street, 8 p.m. Dinner will be at 6 p.m. Come out. It's free. Share and participate. You can win cash prizes, raffle drawing prizes, and just hear a great atmosphere of, like, poets and artists, hip-hop, beatbox, and just a variety of just, like, creative arts from the words of spoken, like, things that, like, just come out of your mouth. And it's a really a gifted and exciting atmosphere to be in. And from my first experience this month in April, like, more than 3 weeks ago, after I did it and came in second place, it was just fun, you know, and getting to meet her. And I already knew Sharon Dixon, Sharon Princess Dixon, and a few other people, but just to go and do that and put what I write down and just, like, share it to an audience and really, you know, deliver a godly message behind it, you know, because it is a ministry with poetry with me, and I know with her and a few, and many other artists, and it just brings out, you know, something to help bless somebody. And I'm just excited to do that. I love the talent on this show, the Lyrical Cypher's being. I love and respect Truth, you know, with his words and his messages. I mean, those are powerful. And some of the other people that call in and just, you know, really hit it, because there's so much of a variety and diversity with poetry. And this show really has it. And I'm excited every Tuesday night to call in with something and listen to you and just everything, like, for real. And, like, from the bottom of my heart, if it won't, you know, for things like this and meeting you and seeing people like that, I probably wouldn't have got my poetry off the ground, you know, and got any further doing my book, you know. But outside of that, it's just, you know, and it's not about me or, you know, how, you know, I say anything in front of anybody. It's just something, like, within your spirit. And when you just exert that out, you know, it changes things. And it just adds, like, you know, so much passion. So every, you know, like I said, every week or every event or every show or anything like that, you know, anybody I hear, even some of your same guests that you come, I'm always eager just to, you know, keep on, you know, going at this and keep on pressing. So I thank you and I appreciate it. And, you know, and just to be real, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're honored to have you, and it means a lot, like, to get feedback from, you know, just you know, how poetry is moving you. And how it's touching lives and how it's touching your life. And a lot of people don't see. I do. I mean, I say poetry is my ministry as well, you know, because I know I recognize that this is my purpose. And I've been shown time and time again, so I understand that. And it is your purpose, because you keep writing, you're touching lives. It's like everybody else's lives are being touched. You're touching their lives as well. So we appreciate you and just keep doing what you're doing. And you keep me live. When you hit me up and send me a text, I'm like, yo, ready for the show tonight. You hype me up. I need that. You know, JD does it too. He'll hit me up in my inbox like, yo, let's get it. Even though I'm out here pushing people too, everybody needs to be pushing, so do I. So I appreciate you, and I just want to pay homage to you and tell you thank you on the air for just, we clicked, you know what I'm saying, when we first did the show together, Urban Cypher, the Slam. And I appreciate you. Just keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep pushing your poetry. I can't wait for your next book to come out. I can't wait to get a copy of your book. You know.
I know.
Oh, it's all good, though. I'm going to get it, and I need that autograph, indeed.
All right.
All right, everybody. That was Poetess in the Building. That was our last artist for the night. Everybody else told me they want to listen, which is cool. So I'm going to play the very last round. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get it with one mic. Another version.
The field of dreams. Yeah. All I need is one mic. That's all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need. Yo, all I need is one mic, one verse, one ticket to no hearse. This is the first, no time to rehearse. Time to discuss obsolete tracks, cause cops will meet. Like, why stop? They will not defeat. This is the ill nation, we all under one. Living with construction, the job's never done. Should have been destruction, but it's self-serve. Precipitation on the road is a curve. I'm an innocent bystander, I heard a couple shots. Young kids break glass with a couple rocks. A couple misdemeanors turn felonies. As a kid, never listened what the Lord telling me. All headed to the point where you can't stand it. Old folks know the past cause they can't plan it. Everybody know your bank cause they done ran it. You was rough starting out, so you got sandy. Streets is no
no joke, I wouldn't know though. That's why I hop on tracks like Pogo. You got a choice, life or death, no hesitation. So please follow me to Ill Nation.
One mic, that's all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic, that's all I need, yeah. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need. Yeah, everybody got a voice. Everybody got a tone. Everybody got a choice. I'ma put it in a song. All I need is one mic at one time. Superstar, I shine. Everybody think I'm blind, but they really going blind. My future is bright. It ain't the brightest. The producers got the magic touch. It ain't the mind is flipping pages through my notebook. I'm catching all the writers. I can't help it when it comes to my head. I gotta write it. Yeah, the inner sanctum is yourself. Personality is the wealth. Mentality is the stealth. In reality, you're the help. Cause in the end, there was no one left. Why should I have to step my words up for the nerd bus? Everybody gotta eat, but where is your lunch? Time on my hands right now, it's a short crust. High off life, so when I eat, it's a world munch. Spit it, I get it, I reach it, and then I'm on. I make it, then you fake it, and take it when I'm gone. We all got a battle with life. I need one fight, but I got a story to tell, so give me one mic.
One mic. That's all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic is all I need, yeah. That's all I need.
Demise to say, everything.
There's a man in a Technicolor Dreamcoat sitting on a street corner named Desire outside of a local laundromat. He has a cardboard sign that reads Before and After, plays a banjo covered in superhero band-aids. His once full head of hair is now broken homes and bulimia, tatted rainforest along his cheek, eyes Caribbean blue, skin commercial beach. You would think him all of society's transgressions till you see him smile all Sunday choir robe clean. He speaks in staccato, lips like the Nicholas Brothers. The words he offers are a stormy weather dance scene, statements in syncopation to the fleeting optimism in my spirit. I want to give him a couple of dollars. He wants to give me a couple pieces of advice. I figure it's a fair trade. I've bartered my time for worse. I expect the story. What I get is a revelation. He asks what I do. I say that I'm a poet. He looks up at me with a sly grin, then gets up like Suleiman rising from the throne of a collapsing empire in Constantinople, plants Clarence Thomas and Marion Barry in front of me, looks me in the eyes, pulls a plastic flower from the noose holding his black pants up and hands it to me. Some say they want their roses while they can still smell them. But if it's fake, it's sort of like intention with no fruition, like a dream with no ambition. What good is appreciation if it's not real? But then again, sitcoms have laugh tracks. After enough episodes, do you wonder if you're really funny or feel confident knowing that there will always be laughter? His fingers dance, hands like Temptations and the Spinners. I watched David Ruffin try to keep the steps and knew his left forefinger had been broken before, like it had grown tired of the truth, the ability to point out mistakes. He reached into his coat pocket, put out an old watch, covered in forgotten currency, 14 karat with a broken jaw, sunburnt, hands stuck in an empty embrace. He handed it to me. We have all had our face cracked, embarrassed, ashamed, found ourselves out of energy, had our reputation tarnished by bad decisions, stuck in time unable to tell that things have changed, but we are made of valuable material, and twice a day we are perfect, so there is always hope. So I'm standing there, holding a false promise and a lost opportunity, with a look on my face as blank as Herman Cain's NAACP application, watching this old man laugh like juke joint scamps playing a junk band rendition of Ragtime in his belly. I'm so confused, yet so aware. I can't give them back, but I can. I didn't, but I did. He knows that, knows that it's too late for returns, no refunds or exchanges. These symbols have already been used. The composition was already being written. He turned and walked back to the bench, raised an alto in the air, saying, "I'll be right here, I'll be right here," in a sarcastic tone. And as I walked away, I realized he was just confirming our appointment for me to return with this poem, leaving me to debate which one of us actually wrote it.
Wow. Tonight has been off the chain, you guys. Please check us out on Tuesday nights. Every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, we just go with it. It might last 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half. We just roll with it. So I just want to thank you guys from all, with all of my heart. I'm not saying from the bottom because I want to use all of my heart for taking time out of your busy nights on a Tuesday night. I hope this reset you, got you in better spirits, made you want to write, made you want to tap into your gifts. Even if you're not a writer, tap into your gifts. Everybody on this earth has a gift. Use it. I don't care what your family friends say that you can't do it or it doesn't seem feasible. If it's in you, God can work it. He can work it out. He's done it for me because everything I thought that I wouldn't be doing, I'm doing, and he has manifested this thing in light speed time and bigger and better than I could have ever imagined. All I had to do was say yes, and he worked it out, and I just stick with it. 7 years of running with my own show, Illusions Open Mic, 2.5 years of running with Lyrical Cypher. We've been doing this, and we got about 26,000 listeners, and we got more than that now. We're still growing. And I'm just telling you, I've been on tour for 6.5 years. It's possible. You know, my book is out. I'm finally a life coach. I'm a substance abuse counselor. I do a lot of things, and a mother of two. But God can make it happen. And the things that I call out, I'm not stressed about doing them because I do it with balance, and I love what I do, so I'm not stressed. I'm actually in the field I'm supposed to be in. So I love what I do. I want you guys to do what you love. Do what makes you happy. But make sure you take care of the bills. Don't forget about the bills now. You know, we still got to live. But just do what you do. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. I'm a motivational speaker, so I will continue to push you to be the better you. The only competition you have in this world is you to be a better you. It's yourself. It's no one else. You are your only competition. Know that. I want to be a better me than an old me. Anyway, you guys have a good night tonight. I love you all. Peace and blessings. You can check me out on Facebook, Clevette Roberts. That's C-L-E-V-E-T-T-E Roberts. Also, China, C-H-Y-N-A, and the Girl on the Railroad Track, Illusions Open Mic, and the Lyrical Cipher. Also, please send me a track. Get on Smart Recorder. For anybody who doesn't have a studio, you can actually create your own studio. Get the Smart Recorder app. It actually gets rid of all the deep breaths, the white noise, the background noise, and just record your track. It doesn't have to have music in the background. Send it to me, Lyrical Cipher Radio Show. Just make sure it's clean. And just take your time and go in. You never know who needs to hear it. And I would love to put you in a rotation. Like I say, I'm all about supporting. We can't be selfish. We got to share. And somebody needs to hear you. And just keep doing what you do. And any book, any whatever, let it out. Let it out there. Let us know. And I have a book called Still Standing. It's on Amazon. And you can also purchase it from me. I hope you guys can come to the show this Saturday in Kinston, North Carolina at the Arts Council. We're starting a positive movement. Well, we've already been doing a positive movement. We're just adding more to it. The event is called Self-Destruction. We've got international features, celebrity features. That is Georgia Mee, Tamika, Georgia Mee Harper in the building. She's a Def Jam recording artist. She was on Def Jam Poetry for a long time, since the beginning, from the beginning to the end of it. Also, a 7-time Tony Award winner. She has her own day proclaimed for her own week called the Tamika Festival in Atlanta, Georgia. Check it out. Go to Tamika Festival on Eventbrite, Event B. Check her out. Also, Desana Hanu, who is right now, he's at Boston in Harvard doing the, he got accepted for the Nasir Jones, who we know as Nas, fellowship. So he's at Harvard studying hip hop. God will do amazing things. Just trust and believe. Also, Carlos Robeson. All three of them, and it's amazing to say that we're all on Versus and Flow. I can't wait for that moment. I would love to be on Versus and Flow, if it's God's will. But Carlos Robeson just opened for Bernie Sanders. And they have been doing some phenomenal things all over the world. They're in different countries. Georgia Mee just got back from Jamaica. It is possible. If you dream it, you can achieve it. Just know that. It sounds cliche, but it's so true. I never thought in a million years I'd be doing any of this. I never thought I'd have a radio show. And I can't do this without God, but I most definitely can't do it without you either. So I appreciate him using you to do what we do. So, again, I'm your host, China. I thank you all, and you have a good night. And I hope to see you guys Saturday. Doors open at 8 o'clock, so it starts 8:30. You can get your tickets on Event B. It's $15 for the tickets. If you can't come, please support. Just donate to the cause. It's $15, and at the door, it's $20. So get your tickets now. So you'll have your spot at the show. Till then, be blessed. Have a good night.